Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Yeah, I think I just talked to you on another account. I'm checking another charge on my credit card that I don't know what it is.
Okay, can you provide me with your zip code?
93274.
Your first and last name?
Kathy Quaylar.
Excuse me. Uh-oh. Miss Kathy, what was that zip code again?
93274.
It's me. I'm not populating. Could it be under another name or another zip code?
No. Well, I'm looking at a charge on my credit card, so. And it says Optimal Sports Muscle.
Okay, and I know you said that you just spoke with someone.
No, I spoke to someone about another charge. I got all these charges on my credit card that I don't know what they are.
Okay, when you spoke to the last person, were they able to populate an account for you?
Yes.
Okay. Did they tell you what you were charged for? Because a lot of times, it'll be the same company that's charging
under
you.
How much were the
depending on what you order? Yes, ma'am.
I didn't order nothing. I got something free and was supposed to just be charged shipping.
Okay, and
shipping. I don't know.
What was it for, ma'am? How much were the charge?
$6.70.
Okay, and is that the same amount as the previous charges?
No, a different amount.
Okay. Bear with me just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Because
I just don't want to be charged to be subscribed to anything. If it's
right.
A shipping, fine, but I want it to stop now. They ship me two items. I guess they charge me shipping on each item. I don't know. I don't understand what a scam this is.
And
but
if you don't mind
I'm
me asking, what's the
fraud.
Name? What's the name of the charge? I mean, what's the name of the product?
I don't know. I don't know. Let me see if I can see. It was something that was supposed to be free, and now it's turned into a nightmare. Let me look here. One was Elavire, E-L-E-V-A-I-R-E. And I don't know what the other one was. I can't even find it.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here it is. Here it is. Both of them were Elavire. Elavire.
E-L-E-V-A-I-R-E. Okay, that's Elavire. And what was your first and last name, ma'am?
Kathy Quaylar.
I wonder why your account's not coming up. And your zip code is 93274.
Yeah. Well, I shouldn't have an account because I didn't subscribe to anything. This was supposed to be a one-time
Even when you do a free trial, it still sets up an account.
Okay. Well, she found it last time, so I don't know. I got charged for it, so I don't know.
All right, Miss Kathy, can you spell, is your name spelled with a C or a K?
A K.
And can you spell your last name for me, please?
C-U-E-L-L-A-R.
C-U-E-L-L-A-R. All right. It's not populating the account. Did she cancel the account out already?
For the other charge, maybe. I don't know if this is the same thing.
Yeah, it, 9 times out of 10, it is the same thing, Miss Kathy, because
okay.
You do have the product. You do have the Elevere facial moisturizer as well as the Elevere eye serum, correct? You say you have
right.
those two products, right? So typically,
right.
they may show up as two different charges, but they are with the same company just because they're two different products. That's the reason why they show up as two different charges when you do the shipping
okay.
and handling. But if she canceled out the account, she was definitely supposed to cancel. I mean, well, if she canceled out the product, she's supposed to cancel out the whole account in full, so it should be canceled out. Because I'm trying to pull your account up, and it's not even populating the account. Do you have an account number?
No, let me see. No, just the phone number. It says Optimal Sports Muscle. Wait. Wait a minute. What number did I call? 413, yeah. It says, one says Active Wellness. The other one says Optimal Sports Muscle. Now, what is that? Would that be the same thing?
Yes, ma'am. 9 times out of 10, it is the same product.
Why are they different names? One was Active Wellness, and one is Optimal Sports Muscle. I don't understand.
Yes,
that.
Ma'am. Again, because the merchant does
mm-hmm.
service a wide range of merchandise. Sometimes it does get mixed up where the name or the title that shows on your bank may show a difference. But it is the same product. It is the same company.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope I don't get any more charges.
Yeah, and see, I'm not even certain why I'm not able to pull up your account. I searched your name. I searched your zip code. Let's try your phone number. Can you provide me with your...
559-331-0836.
Yeah, it's not pulling up anything. So she must have canceled it out completely. Let me see.
Okay, if it's canceled, you can't see anything that it's been canceled?
I should be able to see something, but it's not showing anything.
That's weird.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not certain why it's not pulling up an account. But if she did cancel the order out for you on your previous call, let me see if I'm able to look that up at least. Yeah, so I'm showing where she canceled it. It showed that you did. They did a cancel on a rebill.
They what?
It's showing where she did cancel the account from where you'll be billed again.
But for that one, but what about for this one?
If she canceled one, it's supposed to cancel out both of them.
Oh, it is?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I hope it did.
Yes, ma'am. So the account should be canceled.
Next call is going to be the fraud because I was duped in this whole thing, but I'll pay these two, but I don't want to be charged anymore.
Right.
So you don't show I have any active account then?
No, ma'am, I do not.
Can I get a reference number for this call, please?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be S.
What? S as in Sam?
As in Sam. 0682.
S0682. Now, the other reference number she gave me was a lot longer.
That may have been your account number. But by me not being able to pull it, give me just a second.
Maybe you can pull it by that.
Okay, can you provide me with it?
Well, it's E as in electric, 6, C as in cat, 9, 8, B as in boy, C as in cat, 2, 2, F as in Frank.
Now, I don't know what she gave you. Give me just a second. Give me that number one more time.
E, 6, C, 9, 8, B, C, 2, 2, F. I don't know either. Gosh.
E, 6, C, 9, 8,
B.
Like dog?
C. No, B as in boy. I thought it was B. Maybe it was a D. I took it as a B. Did you get it? Hello?
I'm still here. Give me just a moment. Let me see what that number could belong to. Yeah, that's still not pulling up on anything.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's just hope I don't get any more charges.
Okay, I'm gonna document under your number. Give me just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. So I documented it for you.
Okay.
And if you have any issues, of course, they can refer back to the documentation. And they'll also see where you did call in and you spoke with Ms. Jasmine about cancellation of the account, okay?
Now, what'd you put the documentation under since I don't have account?
Okay, so when your number pops up, I could place it in the call history from you calling.
Oh, for the phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All righty. Well, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you so much.